I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with State Senator Ed McBroom for a legislative update. We talked about a few items going on in Lansing, especially his thoughts on the budget that's been approved in the State Senate. Here's more with State Senator Ed McBroom.
You know, I think that there's certainly a lot of good things going on in the budget, but it's troubling to me that we take a $9.5 billion surplus and spend all of it in the first year and aren't banking any of thing away seriously for the coming recession. And then there's just, you know, a difference of priorities for how we spend that. And I think you saw that in a number of the amendments a lot of us suggested should at least get some consideration or some balance of the total spending.
Now, this, of course, is the process of it that the House puts one forward, the governor puts one forward, the Senate puts one forward. Then there's kind of a wrangling of it all. What's sort of the timeline here that we should expect to see coming out at Lansing?
Yeah, so today is a consensus revenue estimating conference, which basically is the state government and several experts from the universities discussing how tax revenues and returns are looking and whether or not the amount we're proposing be spent is the actual amount we have to spend. By the end of the month, hopefully, we'll have voted on final budgets, and really the thing doesn't actually go into effect until October 1st.
It's been interesting watching the process of late out of Lansing, where some of the wrangling and that really nasty stuff that we saw not too long ago has at least kind of gone out of it. Now, I realize that in this particular instance, you have one party in control that does make it a little easier to do it. That has happened in the past. But, I mean, these are budgets for people in, you know, all kinds of walks of life in the state. It feels like it should be done early, don't you think?
Oh, it should absolutely be done early. There's zero reason to string this out into September. I would say, though, that what's probably the most troubling aspect to me involves some of the choices of spending on education and even more so on roads and infrastructure that are really overemphasizing the urban southeast part of Michigan to the detriment of us in the rural areas and in the UP. We tried several times to restructure some of the way the road funding is being done to make sure that the rural areas aren't getting the short end of the stick, but we were unsuccessful in that. So that's probably the biggest heartache about this is the unfortunate bias towards the urban southeast Michigan.
We're talking with State Senator Ed McBroom this morning. Ed, one of the things I know you've been working on is legislation that looks at pensions, retirement plans for corrections officers, and there's been a bit of movement on that. What can you share with us today?
Yeah, it's been a project I've been working on for several years to bring some sort of hybrid pension system for our corrections officers. We got the bill introduced. However, some of my colleagues kind of stole the idea, and they've introduced their own bills. And like you mentioned earlier, the other party's in control right now. So my bills are sitting, but the issue is at least moving forward under their names instead. They pretty much took my bills. Ideas and everything verbatim, but I was glad to see the hearing happen, and I hope that we're going to be able to do something for our corrections officers. They work a very important and dangerous job and often have to retire far before a regular retirement date and sometimes aren't physically able to go into the workforce anymore, and so I think it's only fair that we consider them like we do our other police officers and public safety officials and offer them some sort of benefit that they can utilize.
That's the comments of State Senator Ed McBroom. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.